You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I ruin everything I touch. How do I change that? Let's get into it.
I said my name is Legion. They said he's got a demon, and all they wanted was to tie me down. And the chains they couldn't hold me, running wild in the cemetery. The living dead till Jesus came to town. First thought in my head was a lost me. Just look at yourself, everything unclean.
Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I just feel like I ruined the moment on getting the right introduction going.
The timing was a little off.
Yeah.
Also, joining us to produce the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Glenn ruined not only that, but in many ways, everything.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
It's the weirdest inciting incident to a disaster movie ever. He missed his cue slightly, and that's when it all went wrong. We're going to discuss such things on the show tonight, because our question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com is, I ruin everything I touch. How do I change that? And Glenn is a noted ruiner yourself, as we just saw. What advice can we offer?
Well, yeah, I think the first thing we want to look at is our tendency to focus on blame. But as in many instances of looking at complicated problems, it's important to recognize what are the factors that are responsible. But that doesn't actually help me solve the problem. It's a step in that process. But we tend to really assign blame, and we tend to begin to put that blame on ourselves first above every other consideration. And the problem with that is it sort of becomes its own conclusion. This problem exists because I'm bad, and because I'm bad, I couldn't fix the problem. So it just kind of immediately runs us aground. So we want to break that cycle today.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely right. That cycle is a very dangerous thing. And, Jed, when we look at that, I think it's worth looking at exactly as Glenn's describing, how easy it is to fall in that blame and how easy it is to decide that I think all the bad things in my life are my own fault.
Totally, totally. I think it's easy, and I think for a lot of us, it's immediate in a way that doesn't feel like a choice. Mm. Life sucks, and there is a choice element in that moment of, you know, we ask the question, why does life suck? But we have decided we got to blame somebody, and we've made that decision so fast we don't even realize we've made a decision. It's just, life sucks, blame time. And that happens to the best of us. That really does. And for a lot of us, we go from blame time to blame me so fast that we haven't even thought about it. So we get this direct link in our brain, I'm unhappy, things suck, blame me. That's just it. But light speed that has occurred. And just like Glenn said, it's so easy to get into a cycle where it's, I am at fault. I am the one to blame. On that basis, I totally hate myself. Given that I hate myself, I'm also probably the person to blame for how awful everything is. Oh my gosh, everything's awful and I'm to blame. I totally hate myself. And then rinse and repeat for the next 40 or 50 years. We don't want you to get stuck in that cycle. We've spent a lot of time in that cycle in our own lives. And here's the thing. It's not good. It's not healthy. But critically, it doesn't go anywhere. I think one of the things that keeps us in that cycle is the belief, if I'm hard on myself, that'll motivate me to change and make things better. It won't. If you remember one thing today, it's that hating yourself will never motivate you to make your or anybody else's life better. It just doesn't work that way. If we want to move forward, we need to acknowledge that we can feel like everything is our fault, but we need to actually ask the question, is everything our fault?
And the answer to that is almost certainly no, except for one of you. Find out who when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud. Back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
When things go wrong, I'm pretty sure it's me.
Fair enough. Also joining us, the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
When things go wrong, thanks, Todd.
Yeah, Todd.
We don't know anyone named Todd. We just hope it's his fault. It's a good catch-all.
There's one guy listening to this named Todd who's really freaking out right now.
Yeah, it was one guy who just had a very weird moment at a late portion of his night.
It's not you, Todd. It's a different theoretical Todd.
Theoretical Todd. That'd be the ongoing villain of our piece here.
Yep.
We're continuing to answer questions that came to bridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I ruin everything I touch. How do I change that? And Glenn, we're talking about that cycle, about, you know, it's a very natural thing, and all that rut happens of bad thing, I hate me, therefore I'm probably the cause of it, which makes me hate me more when we get into that. And I think the thing that's really attractive about that is it's so simple.
Yeah.
If all my problems have the same cause and effect, yeah. It just makes life gets to make sense for a couple seconds, but right. It may not be quite that simple, right?
Definitely not. And what you're describing plays into what Jed was talking about this idea of being hard on yourself.
Yeah.
What you're doing is radically oversimplifying everything, saying, I just need to buckle down. Well, no, life is a lot more complicated than that. There's a lot going on here. You're not going to succeed by being hard in that sense. You're going to succeed by being smart about what the actual nature of the problem is and what the actual nature of the solution is. There's a reason why there exists that old saying, fix the problem, not the blame. Because the blame kind of can't be fixed. You sort of assign the blame, and that, again, that has a limited utility. But in the end, I have to figure out, how do I actually solve this problem? And if I do too little thinking on that, I'm not going to have good results.
That's a great point. And Jed, can we put some bones on this? So maybe you can pick a couple scenarios where we can decide, am I the one to blame in this, or is this just a bad thing happening?
It's a great question. Glenn is right. Life's complicated. And given that, here's the thing is, some things probably are your fault. That's certainly true in my life. And some things probably aren't. So
Jed's a real Todd in that way.
Yeah.
A real Todd. So you cussed out your boss. You got fired. That is your fault. That would definitely for sure be your fault. Your boyfriend cheated on you. That's his fault. Cheating is about the cheater, man. That's how that works. But if we were to consult our feelings on that, they may or may not line up with that. They may or may not agree with those assignments of who's at fault. But there's another question, too, that's super important, which is, do you know the factors that led to these problems? Just like Glenn is talking about with solutions. In other words, yes, you cussed out your boss, you got fired, that is your fault. But is that about you being a bad employee, or does that mean that you need some help in learning some anger management skills? Those are two very, very different things. So again, we need to ask that question, not just, do you know which things are your fault or not? That's worth knowing, but even more important, do you know what the factors are that are leading to the problems you're having?
That is a great point. That's what we look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
My God, will now deliver me. Bridge Loud.
We're back here on the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I just want to apologize to Todds everywhere. I think this creeping anti-Todd prejudice has gone far enough.
We got a very angry email from the Anti-Todd Defamation League in the break there. Also joining us, producer of the show, the band that puts the news together, Jed Brewer.
We're sorry, Todd. We're sorry. We blame you for everything. We're sorry, okay? We're sorry.
I think we've had a lot of healing in this segment already. Let's keep that going as we look to our question that came in to thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I ruin everything I touch. How do I change that? So, Glenn, we end that last segment with Jed giving us, I think, two very good examples of this practice of identifying, do I have a role in this, or is this just a bad thing? So maybe we have a partner who cheats on us. That is someone else taking an action. That's always down that person. Now, we get fired because we mouthed off to our boss. We have a fair amount more culpability in that. But we're looking at, let's say we looked at the situation and said, I have a role to play in this. Where do we go from there?
Well, I think we want to figure out how to play the smartest possible role in that, to have the smartest possible solution. Then, as we were mentioning before, it involves understanding the nature of the problem. So, for example, a few years ago, I went to the doctor. I said, I have a lot of headaches. I think they're just kind of sinus headaches, but they get pretty bad, and I want to know what's going on. So he told me to keep a journal, and literally I just wrote everything down of what happened on whatever day I was having those headaches. And it didn't take but a few days for me to realize either I was not sleeping right or I was not eating at the right times or I had a lot of stress on those days. So I brought that into the doctor. He says, those three things indicate you have migraines. In order to deal with those migraines, you eat foods that give you less inflammation. You get your sleep, you get your rest, you de-stress. And so, being able to have that deeper insight into what's going on is really key for having a smart solution to it.
It really is. And Jed, if we don't know where to start on getting a deeper insight in our own situation, what's a good place to start?
Well, one thing we can do is we can keep our own headache journal, just like Glenn's saying. So pick a problem that's driving you crazy. Maybe you've gotten fired a bunch, and we're sorry if you have, just so you know. But open up a sheet of paper and write down the last few times that's happened and the stuff that led up to it. And just like Glenn's saying with that headache journal, look for the commonalities. Look for, was I in a bad mood? Did I have a fight with my partner and then I went to work and I mouthed off? Did I feel stressed out and then I went to work and I said something I shouldn't have? If we can begin to find that commonality, we can figure out what to do with it, whether that's anger management classes or living a lower stress lifestyle or whatever. And I think there's also one other thing that we would suggest as well.
Yeah, there absolutely is. We are strong proponents of finding a counselor who can help you out. This is someone who just, they're professionally, they listen to your problems, they help you get exactly this kind of insight we're talking about. If you don't know where to start with that, go ahead and send us an email, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That again is thebridgeloud@gmail.com. There's almost certainly someone in your area who you can afford to see, and it's a great place to start right here on The Bridge Loud.
You.
is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's move past this anti-Todd debate and just bring some healing, because I think we all know that Chuck had a lot to do with it.
I'm going to give that one a second to breathe, and I'm going to introduce Jed Brewer.
I love Chuck, and I love Todd.
Okay.
Chuck Todd, he's not crazy about. It's weird. I can't answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I ruin everything I touch. How do I change that? And I think we're looking for some unity, some healing, something we can all agree on. The Chucks, the Todds, Lord knows, maybe even the Chads. And I think that would be the secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
So, Glenn, we're talking about this idea of, you know, analyzing a situation, figuring out what you're responsible for, how do we work on that. That's exactly the kind of thing we do in our day job, working with folks who are coming out of drug addiction, coming out of jail, trying to get their lives on the right path. And what are the kind of things you tell them to help kind of supercharge this process?
Well, as we're working with those people, we're trying to help them find a closer relationship with God, have a look at how the spiritual growth that you can spark in your life can be the engine of change to make all this go, to be the driving force. So that starts with having a sense of hope. When you're really feeling like I've screwed this up really bad, you start saying that means I'm a screw up and that means there's no hope. So we start with hope and the reality that God's more, he's bigger than our problems. He's able to handle our problems. That leads us into a mentality of having progress, not one step perfection, which is really key. And then I think that will give us the kind of wisdom that we've been talking about this whole time, an insight into what's going on. And I think what that does is it helps us to see the thing that allows us to make big changes are often small, really easily controllable things, not the big, unchangeable stuff that we often blame.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I think when we look at folks who are maybe having a hard time with this that we work with, or even ourselves, one of the things that is a common denominator amongst them, as we were talking about last segment, is being in a hurry. And, you know, Glenn mentioned that idea of progress. And people who we've seen overcome huge challenges, make huge changes that lasted for years and decades, they were committed to the process of doing one thing. Anyway, the people who may burn real bright for a little while and figure stuff out and then it comes to us, they wanted perfection. They wanted to jump immediately to everything being fixed. That's not a good, healthy way to approach your life. And it's not the way God wants you to do it. The Bible describes all throughout the character of God, and one of the words that comes up over and over again is he's patient. He's patient with you as you're doing the right thing, so that means you can be patient with yourself, and we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.